Good evening. This is John Batchelor. The show begins tonight with a conversation about the situation in Gaza and the millions or more people who are without adequate supplies, food, water, necessities. The long drawn-out negotiation to supply them from the Sinai side of the Rafah crossing. It's a very small part of the world, very intimate. And the Gaza Strip is now housing, out in the open, as I understand it, 1 million people or more. It's hard to imagine how they can be sustained these many days, but Josh Rogan of the Washington Post tells me they've got hours here before the crisis moves to horror. At the same time, Josh reports, there is more and more news of attacks on American bases in Iraq, in Umma, by surrogates of Iran. This involves the concern that everyone has in the region, but especially in Cairo, within 24 hours, an emergency conference called by President al-Sisi, involving at least several European nations. Greece, Italy are mentioned, the foreign minister of France will be there, and Turkey will be there, principals from the Arab states, from South Africa, gathering to, we're told, avoid a wider war. Well, the wider war looks to be in front of us. That would be Ukraine and Gaza at the same time. I'm certain they're also concerned with Hezbollah's threat from the north and these attacks on American bases, which will be answered eventually. Then we turn to a conversation with Gene Marks of the Small Business column for The Guardian and the Philadelphia Inquirer and other publications about the state of the American economy, which is unknown, but not positive. Not negative, not positive. It's growing. However, the housing is in alarming shape, very high, and with the discouragement of the architecture billing down, meaning people are not spending money, they're not moving around much, they're holding on to their low mortgages if they have them. We also discussed the prospects for the 2024, which, according to most economists polled by Bloomberg, does not hold a recession, holds slower growth, but anything slower than 5, 5.1, 5.4 this last week. And then I turn to the matter of California and Governor Newsom on his way to China to talk climate change, stopping off in Jerusalem. It is an open conversation, not even whispered in California, that Gavin Newsom is looking to be president of the United States and that Joe Biden is in his way. No, Joe Biden has the office now, and Democrats overwhelmingly favor Joe Biden to step aside, to retire gracefully, and hand the reins to a younger talent. That would be Gavin Newsom. And then a conversation with Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution about the abuse and of language by major media through this week, using militants or intruders or fighters rather than the word terrorist or killer for the Hamas killers. It is a peculiar argument where the BBC walked back some of its statements today having to do with the supposed hospital bombing, which turned out to be not a bombing at all, but a failed missile launched from Gaza that fell apart and the engine and the fuel tank landed in the parking lot of a hospital. But there is also the matter of how the headlines are written and this two-sidism practiced by major media. On to discuss the economy with Jim McTague of former Barron's. We talk about especially how the grocery clerk at a local grocery in his Lancaster County, which is a very well-to-do county, fully employed, handed him back his grocery bill, apologizing, "I'm sorry." I said, "What's that, Bill?" He said, "Well, he gets harassed so much for the high price of food, he just apologizes." That apparently is what's happening all across America. The food bill is weighing on the family. And then a conversation, a happy conversation with Bob Zimmerman about success on Mars, ingenuity setting new altitude and speed records, the flying toaster attached to Perseverance. And also information, disappointing, that there is no date for launch for Starship. A hearing on Capitol Hill, I heard Senator Cruz questioning the president of SpaceX, or a leader of SpaceX, who's former NASA, and neither of them can explain how it is that Starship and its innovations are being held back by the Fish and Wildlife Services, whatever that means. And then the conversation with the author Andy Clark tonight, his book, The Experience Machine, about how we see, how we think, what we make of our environment, how we store information and correlate with it. Like, for example, scanning a landscape. You've seen it before, and the only necessity for you is to register new things. So you replace, you're not actually looking at real time. You're looking at your memory of real time. You've experienced it before, and you pick up movement. Hence, the eye immediately finds, say, white-tailed deer or crows taking off, or immediately you register a sound that you haven't heard in this landscape that you're calling up from your memory. It's a fascination to think about how we think. It also means that there is no separation of mind and body. Our mind is integrated with our body, with our environment. We're sensing and feeling and registering our body's health or lack of all the time. The brain is not a separate entity. It's integrated. Andy Clark is an Englishman with a wide experience in investigating this nature of our thinking, how we think and what we make of our thinking, and how we interact with our environment. It's a fascination. In my seniority, I have never asked these questions, and it's a great pleasure and joy to speak with professionals who ask questions I did not know existed. Anyway, there's much more on the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you very much.